Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the fifth offering in this topic. If I'm not mistaken, we're in the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim in the eighth chapter in the first halacha, and we've already seen Gevaldik and Flos Mitaras Hashem Yisbarach, and now we will continue. The Gemara asks in Chulin 17a, about Evari Basar Mechira Sheechnisu Yisrael Imayim La'aretz, the limbs of animals that had not been properly slaughtered that the Jewish people brought in with them to Eretz Yisrael. And the Shaila is, Kim Tfor the Shaila, what is the din of these limbs? Are they permitted for consumption, or are they forbidden for consumption? And the Gemara wants to know, Amos, when are we talking about, if it's in the 7 years they're capturing Eretz Yisrael, they're even allowed to eat the Davar Tameh, but the Malayim Kol Tuv means even the Chazir. They're allowed to eat when they come into Eretz Yisrael. Of course they're allowed to eat the Sar Nechira. It's talking about afterwards, and the Gemara says, or maybe it's in the 7 years they're capturing it, and they're only allowed the Shalav of the Avdei Kochavim, but not their own. And the Gemara concludes, Medateku, Gevaldik. So the Rosh writes on this, Simen Chof Gimel, after he's Machriach, that it must be that there's an Afkamina for this Bismanazeh. It must be there's an Afkamina Bismanazeh. And I want to know what's an Afkamina about a Vari Basar Nechira that they brought in with them to Eretz Yisrael. So the Rosh writes, the nafkamina is that a person who asked on himself something from a certain time, and when that time came, he already had from that min that he had been eating from it before, until the time came, is in mutter to eat what remains yet in his hand. That's the Rosh's Shaila. That's the nafkamina according to the Rosh in the Gemara Shaila. Or, Beis Din wanted to aser a certain thing, like they asered the cheeses of Goyim, and they asered the shlokos, they asered the Goyim cook, bishalakum. So, is it aser what you had beforehand? So, when Beis Din asers something, what about if you had it from before? In the Noda B'Yehuda, Yerodei Asim and Samuch Dalet, and a mitzlach on the Gemara and Chulin, and in the Sefer Derech Letzion Daf Mem, and Daf Samach Zav Vav Amar Aleph. So he asks, all the same person, that if this is the case, Nazir Lo Yaser B'Yayin. Could it be? There's a nafkamina that a nazir shouldn't be aser in yayin that he had before his nazirus. If he had yayin before his nazirus, then it should be beseder gomer, according to the tzad of the chakira, that it's okay. Could that be? That if he had yayin before his nazirus, it's okay, he's allowed to drink it? And if it become tummy mace, if the mace already died before, so then now he's a nazir, he could become tummy to them because they're already dead from before. Come on. Can't be. And he also asked Biker Bayis HaGemoret, why only Avari Basar Nechira? It's only according to Rabbi Akiva that Basar Nechira was mutter in the Midbar. And not all machalas is service that they had before Matan Torah. V'yesh Ladim and Esru Lachar Matan Torah. V'elu Sha'ila Mikvam. Are they usher in what they already had? Inesu alachar matan Torah be'elu shahilim kvar. Are they usher in what they had before? And why only beit basar evar nechila? And also the Nodav Yidas in the Diyuk B'loshan HaRosh, he says, Shenodav Mizman Yadua. Why not Kipchuta from today? Why Mizman Yadua? And by the Nafkmir, by the Beis Din, it doesn't say Mizman Yadua. They ask her from today. So he's goes into difficult territory to resolve this question, so you have to see. Tzlach there, and Rabbi Kiveger, and the Sefer Asvin Dairaisa, and this is your type coming up. Ein Sham, the Lord Misafkul Elab and Achira, Shekoyim Shabol Oretz, Hailem Din Matil Kishchita. So they explain that the only suffix, Rabbi Kiveger, Tzlach, Asvin Dairaisa, that the only suffix was about Nechira, because before they came to Eretz Yisrael, Nechira had a din matir like Shechita, like we see in the Sugya. That according to Rabbi Akiva, Nechira shalam zoi Shechitasa. And since it's mutter, but other Asurim, when there are Asur, it's Pashat that it's Asur. There was never a matir. Here there was a matir. So then the question is, then what's the suffix? It's mutter. It's Shailucha. Rabbi Kiveger doesn't address that. Tzlach says maybe it's an essay of Enos Avuach. Right, there was a matir of the Yisr, but maybe it's still a din of Enos Avuach. Ayim b'zev a sefer klichemd at the end of Eschanan. Rabbi Chanan the Kovetz Haris. Simin and Teso Zion, but that doesn't stem with the Chitzpah and the Tosis and Shavuos, Chav Dalet Amar Aleph. It doesn't hold to this essay. And Rabbi Kiveger writes that the suffix is to mikom akom nesa. Veno muvan dim hutel, veno nevela. But men nesa. Rabbi Kiveger says, nevertheless, it might still be aser. Why is it aser? It's a matir. It was permitted. It's not an nevela. But men nesa. What's the shame iser? Vein shemod b'Rabbi Kiveger, dimkenu suffik rak b'nechira. And if it's true that this is the whole suffik, because kevin shehuter huter, once it was muter, by nechira it's muter, but other isur mishenasru, from the time it's aser pashit that it's all aser, then that's against the rosh. Because the Rosh says that it refers to other things also, not only to Nechira. If somebody asks himself a certain food in a certain time, what about before that time? Based in Asers, Gvinos, Bishol, Akum, what about the food you had from before? That's not Nechira, it's against the Rosh. Fir Dois Rabbi Kiveigil. ושוב על פי תורת מורנו ורבינו זצה. הגוין הגודל רב דוד. כי ביארנו בשיעור, אחד מהשיעורים הקודמים, בסדרה הזאת, we explain, that there's a special din of akiras דבר תוירו. דין מיוחד של akiras דבר תוירו. Not just not doing something, but actively uprooting the Torah. And when the Torah was given, the parasha of Nevela was given. When one eats something that wasn't shechta, that's the parasha of Nevela. And therefore, when one eats this food, it's akiras dvar Torah d'shchita. He's uprooting what the Torah says about shchita. Even though there's a chalos heter in the chefetz. There is a chalais heter in the chavetz, because he did nechira, and nechira was a chalais heter in the midbar. But even though there's a chalais heter in the chavetz, nevertheless, it says in the Torah, achila b'shchita, and he's eating without shchita. So he's uprooting shchita from the Torah, even though there's a chalais heter in this food, he's still uprooting the mitzvah of shchita from the Torah. And mitzad zeh itself, it tells us, even though there's no isser in the chefta, it's still asr. Why is it asr? Because he's uprooting the din of shechita. And the suffix of Rabbi Yirmiyahu is, in the Gemara in Chulin, if the statement of the Torah relates even to what was permitted, and therefore it's uprooting the Torah when he eats food that was not shechted, even though there was a chalais heter, because of the nechira. So maybe it is asr, maybe it's being piled against the Torah, or no. But this was only said legabe lahaba, but not what was already permitted. And the Torah wasn't referring to that. If the Torah was referring even to what was already permitted, but you need a heter of shechita, and you don't do shechita, so you're uprooting shechita. Maybe the Torah is only referring to what from when they come into when there was no chalos shem heter. I mean, you didn't do nechira in the midbar. Only then shechita is required, and then you're not uprooting the Torah. And according to that, this is doch pashut, that a nazir is aser v'chol yayin u'v'chol mason. A nazir is forbidden in all wine, even wine that was there before, even wine that was already there before he became a nazir, and an old mason. Why? Because now there's the Siba Seisr. Now there's the Siba Seisr that he's a nazir. So my nafkamina, what yain it is and what mace it is. And also after Mantara, there's a Siba Seisr. Pashat Shakol Aser. After Matan Torah, that's food that was forbidden before Matan Torah, and now the Torah was given, now there's a Siba Seisr. So it's Pashat that it's all Aser. And that the Rosh writes is only B'gzeiras Beis Din Lesor Me'achshav Gvinois V'shlokois. The Baal Kolchenu Siba Le'isur Rak Al Gvinois V'shlokois De'achshav. Dimkein, my time alo asru mikoidem. He's only talking when the Bezin made gzera not to eat the fish, the cheese, excuse me, or the cooked products of goyim. Because the Siba Seisr is only on the gvinos and shlakos of now. Because if otherwise, why did they asr it earlier? Why did they asr it earlier? So it must be what was earlier wasn't asr. So it's only asring from now. Ela demikol makom tzivui abeizdin b'stamu. V'asr neged tzivui beizdin v'usfeko shel Rabbi Yirmiyah. Yitzivui ala she'aver nami yozal olav. Since they said it this time, so maybe they meant the past also. And that's the suffix Rabbi Yirmiyah. Is the tzivui also on the she'avar? The seivari nechira, now that we're mitzvah metzuva and shechita, what do we say about the seivari nechira? Uvneder yosra meyachshav loylam, hanu de meyachshav chidish alatz mesiba leser mitzadei seidover. Chol shu davar plona meyachshav lo shesiba seser vay uvadei aser. Rak vayz atzmi mizman kotzuv, re azman u goyrem beisur. So if he's asering on himself a certain food, he's asering on himself falafel. So what's the siba seser? Falafel. So it doesn't matter when you made that falafel. That falafel is going to be asur because he asked on himself falafel. But if he says it's from a certain time, then you see that part of the sibas isur is the zman. The zman is a goyrim in the isur. And that came before the time, there's no sibas isur. But he wasn't clear about that. And the neder is chalafi dibuoy. So vos licht in the veil there. What's mamunach badiburo? What's encapsulated in his words? Did he mean the falafel of before also? He said, I'm not going to eat falafel from September 16th at 9:30 a.m. I'm not going to eat falafel. Did he mean that falafel that was made on September 12th? Plain not so tasty anymore. If your guy likes falafel. You don't like falafel. It's never tasty. Uncle Panam, that's the shayla. The shayla is, what did he mean? Did he also mean to ask what was before? Maybe no. Maybe this, since he mentions the zman is the goyrim and the yisr. It's like, what does the Torah mean? When the Torah asked, when the Torah is mechayev shchita, did they also mechayev what was already, when you already did nechir in the midbar? The Shach brings the Yamshel Shlomo, who is masig on the Rosh. The Rosh wants to compare the words of Rav Yirmiyah to what we see over here, to a neder. He wants to compare Rav Yirmiyah's case to the neder case. The basar nechira when the ever nechira when after they come to Eretz Yisrael, when someone makes a neder on mizman yadua, the Yamshel said, "What are you talking about, Rav Rosh? The neder hochanachal lashem bnei adam." That has nothing to do with the question of Rav Yirmiyah, and that the Shach writes that it's pashut. That if it's derech bnei adam, so then we find lashem bnei adam. But the Rosh was talking about there is lashem bnei adam. So we want to know, what does the Lashon mean? What does this Lashon mean? Is it answering on the past also? And that's Taka the Shail of Rav Yirmiyah. The Shail of Rav Yirmiyah is, what's the Lashon Shel Torah? So now, it would appear, Begeder ha-heter d'shat milchama b'machalot asurot. Ladat HaRambam, to understand the geder of the heter of Shas Milchama and Ma'achalas Asuros, according to the opinion of the Rambam, the cave on Shayal Fuso, he Mimashikasav Koltuv, who brought the Malayim Koltuv, it says. It's mashmi even katli the chazir even chazir. Ein ze kamash malan leheder haisur atzmo, ela rak kamash malan de bishat milchama haachila hu meise shein bo mashmaut meever la meise maase atzmo umishum achi ein kan ela nidon bi isur veheter shel maase atzmo v'lo al mashmaut sheish bemaase klafei haTorah. Shekana yesh b'chol maaseh neged haTorah. Demedekari le'kol tuv gali lan krat echashiv tov. Va'yidei zeinu neged haTorah. Mishum dekenu b'maaseh melchama she'en bo kol ha'mashmaut. Mavad ha'maaseh atzmo. Ulmei lahacha she'en lo ma'yochal. Av al pi she'en pikuach nefesh. מקום קום לא גרע מהוצאת ממון, שיש בזה הגבלה בחיוב הציווי. ודמי למה שכתב בשו"ת הרדב"ז, הובא בפתחי תשובה, ונמצא בין הגויים עד כמה צריך להוציא ממון בשאין לו מאכל היתר, אין שם קום הנאור דכנ"ל דין זה מחמת עקירת התורה דלקה בחלוצי צבא. ומשום הכי שרי, ולא תעשה כבעשה. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, to review the Rambam, this is where we all started, this is where this incredible journey started. Chalutzei Tzava, these soldiers, when they come into the Gvul of the Goyim, and they capture, and they take captives, they're allowed to eat Nevelis and Treifus and Besar Chazir, Chayotzei Bo, if they're hungry, and they don't find what to eat. All they have to eat is these macholas asurim. And they can also drink yain nesech. Batim aleim kol tuv is the arfi chazirim chayotzirim. So we wondered a lot of different things on this Rambam, among which were mapitom, you're allowed to be over an iser, because you're hungry and thirsty. Man of shech, if it's mutter, it's mutter, even if you're not hungry. And if it's not mutter, it's not mutter, even if you are hungry. אז מה כוונת הרמב״ם? So the answer is, the explanation is, the alfusa is from what it says, kol tuv, or behaz with all good, which includes even chazir. So this doesn't teach us that there's a heter for the isser of eating chazir, but rather it teaches us that at the time of war, eating is an act that has no meaning outside of the very act of eating. And therefore the only issue is the Yisr and Heter of this Maisa, and not on the meaning that the Maisa has vis-a-vis the Torah. Because we spoke about how when you go against the Torah, you're uprooting the Torah. And the Gilu here is that here there's no mashmut of uprooting the Torah. We're done in the mice itself, but not in its meaning, outside of itself. That you're uprooting the Torah, that's not an issue, because you're not. Because it says, Batim aleim kol tuv. So the pasuk revealed to us that this is called good, and therefore it's not against the Torah. Because when it comes to war, there's no meaning in your mice besides the mice itself. Not outside the Maisa, that it's uprooting the Torah. And Memela here, where he's hungry, and he has nothing to eat, even though it's not Pikuach Nefesh. But it's not less than spending money. That there's a limit in how much you have to spend. Once you're outside of that limit, so then you're not obligated anymore. It's a hagbala b'chiyuv atzifu. Here also there's a hagbala. You're not allowed to eat pig. But here pig is called good. So when you eat pig, you're not uprooting the Torah. So if you're not hungry, don't eat the pig, because the mice itself is a mice of eating pig. It's aser. All that the Torah is telling us is that you're not uprooting the Torah. There's no mashmaut, there's no meaning in this outside of the mice itself. It's not considered a mice against the Torah. It might be aser, but you're not uprooting the Torah. So out's the Isser, out's uprooting the Torah, you don't have to worry. What about the Isser? So if you don't have what to eat, that's like the concept of spending money. You only have to spend a certain amount of money on mitzvahs. And beyond that, you don't have to spend. It's a limitation in the obligation. Here also is a limitation in the Isser. It's only Isser if you have what to eat. If you don't have what to eat, it's not Isser. And it's like the Radbaz speaks about, spoken and mentioned by the Pesachei Tshuva, in Yeredei HaKanaz, somebody's among Goyim, how much money does he have to eat? Does he have to spend to get Machal Heter when he doesn't have Machal Heter? He says, all your money. But like we said in an earlier shir, that's because he's uprooting the Torah. When is there a din to spend all your money? Because you're uprooting the Torah, for that you have to spend all your money in order to prevent. And that and but that doesn't apply to chalutzei tzeva, because chalutzei tzeva aren't considered uprooting the Torah, because the Torah calls it kol tuv. That's not uprooting the Torah if you eat this this chazir. But there's still the issue of eating it. That's what the kol tuv tells you, that by eating it you're not uprooting the Torah, and therefore the only meaning of the yisur is the actual eating of the pig. Is it a ma'aseh iser or not? So the answer is yes, if you have what to eat, and no, if you don't have what to eat. There's a hagbala in the iser. It's limited when you don't have what to eat. And with this, we can understand the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks, after the Gemara says, what about Evar HaBasar and Achira that they brought with them to Eretz Yisrael? What's the din? So the Gemara says, listen, if it's the first 7 years, they're allowed to eat Chazir. Of course, they're allowed to eat Basar and Achira. But the kasha is that according to the Rambam, Basar and Achira, the Chazir, is only mutter if you don't have what to eat. And Rav Yirmiyah's shaila is, if they do have what to eat, what do you mean? It's they're allowed to eat chazir. Of course, they're allowed to eat basar nechira. No, it's two different things. They're allowed to eat chazir. When are they allowed to eat chazir? When they don't have what to eat. And Rav Yirmiyah is asking is with them when they do have what to eat. So how can the Gemara say that it's so pashit that you're allowed to have this basar nechira? From the fact that you're allowed to eat pig. Pig is talking about where you don't have what to eat. Here it's talking about where you do have what to eat. So maybe it's asir. And chazir is only mutri, you don't have what to eat. So how's the Rambam going to explain the kasha? So based on what we explain, we can say as follows, that even if evari nechira were aser, you know why they'd be aser? Mitzad akira. Because you're uprooting the Torah. Because you're going against the Torah that's mechayiv shchita. But not because it's a davar aser. Why is it not a davar aser? Because it's already a chavtza shel heter, that's chal. When you did the Nechira, there's now a Heter in the Chavtza. The only thing is there's an Akira Tzval Torah because the Torah says, Bishochet. And this person isn't Shochet. He's relying on the Nechira. So even though there's no Isser B'Chavtza, there's still a problem of Akira Tzivrei Torah. So that's the Tzad that Evar Nechira Aser mitzad Akira Tzivrei Torah. Now, as far as Akira's Divrei Torah is concerned, the Rambam holds this doesn't apply during war. Because this is about the Malayim Kol Tuv. The Torah says, you're not uprooting me if you eat on kosher during war. There's no Akira at all. There's no Akira. And all we're being done is, when you're eating the unkosher food, is the Gabi the Etzem Maisa. But as far as Akira's Divrei Torah is concerned, you're not being Oker Divrei Torah. And Evar Nechira, if they be Aser, it would only be Mitzad the Akira, but not Mitzad that it's a Davar Aser. And again, the Rambam holds during a Melchama, there is no Akira. And only if there's an Isser Atzmi, by other Macholas Asuris, the Rambam says, if there's an Isser Atzmi, the Rambam says, listen, you better make sure that you don't have what to eat. That if you have an iser atzmi, mitzad the iser, the mice itself, that it's a mice iser to eat this, you better make sure that you don't have any other food. If you have other food, you're not allowed to eat this. That's when it comes to other food. But here we're talking about besar nechira. So the Gemara says, 1 second, if it's b'sheva shekavshu, they're allowed to eat a davar tummy. They're certainly allowed to eat basar nechira. Of course they're allowed to eat the basar nechira. Meaning gevaldik. There's no akira involved. Since we know it's Shas Muhammad, there's no akira. So what's the only problem? The only problem is the maisa mitzar atzma. Yeah, but the maisa mitzar atzma is mutter. Why is the Maisa Mitzad Atzma mutter? Because Because a Chavetz of Heter was already Chal when you did the Nechira. So the Gemara's Kasha is a very good Kasha. The Gemara's saying, what's B'chal the Shaila? You want to know about Evar Nechira? Evar Nechira is only going to be Yasser Mitzad Akira. Not Mitzad Davar Yasser. B'Shas Mohammed, there is no Akira. As we see from the fact that you're allowed to eat the pig. There is no Akira. It's only the Dvar Yisr Mitzad Atzmo. So there the Rambam says, okay, if it's Dvar Yisr Mitzad Atzmo, make sure you don't have what to eat. But here the Nechira, there's no Akira's Divrei Torah because it's Shas Mulchama. And it's not Asr Mitzad Atzmo because the Cheder was already a Cheftza of Heter that was Chal when you did the Nechira. What's an Afgamina in the Shail of Rabbi Yirmiyah? It's the Gemara's question. Hadvarim niflaim v'gam me'irim kesapirim, Baruch Hashem. We still have a lot more to talk about. There's still a lot more to go in this shtickle. And it's not a shtickle, it's a chaticha re'ilis kabit. There's a lot more Torah, so please stay tuned. And I'm here to Hashem, we will continue going into this incredible topic. And we're going to see niflaos mitaras Hashem yisbarach b'li neder. So please stay tuned. And see more. I hope this was understood. And if not, then Amir Tashem, you can always contact me and ask me. And hopefully I'll be able to explain better. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.